A ballistic missile launched from Yemen struck near Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport on Sunday morning, causing significant disruption and injuring 8 individuals. The missile, fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels, landed within the airport's perimeter, damaging a road and a vehicle, and prompting the temporary suspension of air traffic. Despite several attempts, Israel's air defense system failed to intercept the missile. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, stating it was in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes on Sana'a Airport earlier in the week. In a televised statement, Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Sari warned airlines that Ben-Gurion Airport was no longer safe for air travel. The attack led to the activation of air raid sirens across central Israel, prompting residents to seek shelter. Several flights were canceled or rerouted, and train services to the airport were temporarily halted. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz vowed severe retaliation, stating, "Whoever harms us, we will strike them sevenfold." The Israeli government convened an emergency meeting to discuss potential responses, including military action against Houthi targets in Yemen. The missile strike occurred hours before Israeli cabinet ministers were scheduled to vote on plans to expand military operations in the Gaza Strip. The ongoing onslaught in Gaza has resulted in significant casualties and displacement, with over 52,000 Palestinians reported killed. The United States has also been involved in military actions against the Houthis, conducting airstrikes in Yemen in an effort to curb the group's capabilities. Despite these efforts, the Houthis have vowed to continue their attacks in support of Palestinians in Gaza.